streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. And we got definitely a great show for you tonight. We got Miss Raven in the building tonight, and she's going to be talking about her great upcoming role in All Eyes on Me tonight. So without further ado, she's on the line. We're going to click her in, and she's going to formally introduce herself, and we're going to get this interview started. Hey, hey, how you doing, Ms. Raven?
Good, good. How are you?
We blessed today. We're glad and honored to have you on the show tonight. So, formally introduce yourself to the world on the show, and we're going to get started with the interview.
Hey, everybody. My name is Raven Farrell. I'll be playing Central Shakur in the upcoming biopic, All Eyes on Me, The Untold Story of Tupac Shakur.
All right, and we're going to get straight to it. Tell the people where you're originally from and how long you've been doing acting and how did you come across this great role?
I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. I've been doing acting professionally for about 3 years now. In general, I've been doing it, you know, all my life. I went to school for creative and performing arts in Ohio. So, I got the role as Central Shakur, you know, by doing an audition just like I would do any other project. I auditioned, I got called back, and then I booked it. So, yeah, now we're here.
All right, that's what's happening. And I just want to say something to you. You spoke on Cincinnati. I was in Cincinnati. I lived there for 20 years. I was in College Hill, Mount Healthy area. Yes, indeed. Cincinnati definitely in the building.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I moved there from Detroit in 1989. Yeah, I moved there from Detroit in 89, and I remained there until 2012. And I formally moved here to Arizona with my wife, who I've been married to for 8 years now. So big up to Cincinnati, you know, one of our own in the building.
Big up to Cincinnati, that's my hometown.
Oh, ain't no question. So tell people, how was it when you got the call back, Raven, and what was the adrenaline for you and the family?
Oh, well, when I initially got called back, it was crazy because before, like, I want to say a few days before I got called back, I actually had a dream that I had booked the role. And it was crazy because when I walked out of the initial audition, I didn't even feel, like, you know, as confident until I got that, until I had that dream, and I kind of felt it. I kind of felt that I had it. So by the time I did the call back, I was super, super confident. I didn't really tell anyone when I first booked it. I told my mom, and my mom was super excited because, you know, we're both Tupac Shakur fans. So it was a huge moment for us both. And then, you know, as time went by, I ended up telling my family and everything, and everybody was super, super excited and just super happy for me. So shout out to my family.
Dig that. So what do you want people to get out of this, Raven? You're playing Tupac's baby sister, and I know that you're going to go in there and you're going to give it all what Raven is all about. So what you're looking for your fans to get out of this?
As in for me, or as in like just out of the movie?
For you as an actor, what you want your fans to take away from this great movie that you're going to be your epic in?
Well, I feel like Sasha Shakur isn't really like talked about. I feel like a lot of people don't know her. So after watching this film, I hope that everybody gets, you know, gain a knowledge of who she was and get an idea of, you know, who, what she meant to Tupac and how important their bond was and, you know, what role she played in Tupac's life and making him who he was, you know, before he passed. So, yeah, I just hope everybody get a clear understanding of, you know, how everything came about.
And that's great right there. And have you had any other roles, or is this going to be your cameo debut right here with the Tupac movie?
Oh, no, yeah, I've had a few other roles. My first film, 1 and 2, is a film on Netflix. I also did Greenleaf on Network, and I did Star on Fox Network. So I've done a few things. I feel like this will be my largest role, though, to date.
Okay, that's great right there. And any people you would like to give any shout-outs to, Raven?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shouts out to, you know, my mom. Shouts out to my team, my agents at J. Pravis Talent, Chris and Tay, Ernest Cobb at Pure Power Media, and my publicist, Nikita Smith. Wouldn't be here without y'all, so love y'all to death. And shouts out
without
to everybody who's just I'm sorry.
No, I just say it without a doubt, you know what I mean? That's great that you show that love right there for the people who've done – encourage you on to move forward at what you love. And I'm assuming that you love being an actress.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I feel like I wouldn't be where I am without them. So I just thank them for, you know, helping me reach my goal of 100%, you know, happiness. So can't forget
without
about them.
Without a doubt. So let them know what date the movie is coming out, and we're going to get it out there, you know what I mean, on our radio show as well. What date should they be looking to see you, Raven?
Yeah, All Eyes on Me in theaters June 16th. You can also get some advanced screening tickets on June 15th, and tickets are on sale now. So if you go on my Instagram, you can check out the link in the bio. It'll be tickets.alleyes.movie. And you can go, yeah, get your tickets right now before they sell out, because hashtag Tupac breaking the box office.
Without a doubt. And do you have a fan page if your fans want to go and like your page and show you some love? If you have a fan page, get that information out too, Raven.
Well, I just have my regular social media account, but all my handles are at Raven Farrell. That's R-A-Y-V-E-N, F as in Frank, E-R-R-E-L-L. Again, that's Raven Farrell. You can follow me on all social medias under that name.
That sounds good. So, like I say, Raven, we're not going to hold you. We just wanted you to come on the show and go ahead and put that out there, you know what I mean, about All Eyes on Me. And it's an honor to have you on the show, and a hometown girl, Cincinnati, definitely in the building. And she's doing her thing. Without a doubt, she's doing her thing, and we want you to go out there and support Raven and keep moving forward and learning about what she's doing in this actress game. And she's going to be phenomenal June 16th and All Eyes on Me. So get out there, get them tickets, because it's already sold out almost. And it's going to be sold out when June 16th comes. Ain't that right, Raven?
Definitely. It is. It's very right.
Yeah, man. So, hey, Raven, we honored to have you here. And we just want to say good luck on your career. And I will be following you. And we want to give a big shout-out to my homegirl out in Cali, Miss Smith, who always send me great interviews on the show. So anything else you would like your fans to know, Raven, before you leave?
Yeah, just go out and get your tickets, man. I'm super excited to share this moment with everybody. So thank you to everybody for supporting me and supporting this film and just supporting hip-hop culture. So thank you.
Without a doubt. You have a good night, Raven. Thank you for falling through the show. Keep doing your thing, girl. 513 in the building.
You as well. You as well. Thank you for having me.
All right. God bless.
Same.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had homegirl Raven slide through the show for a few minutes just to show us some love with the All Eyes on Me that's dropping June 16th. Go out and grab them tickets. Tupac movie coming out. You'll see her playing Tupac's baby sister. And once again, thank her for sliding through the show. Now we're going to keep moving forward at what we're doing. My shout out to everybody that rocks with The Streets Don't Love You Back.
The Streets Don't Love You Back are bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The Streets Don't Love You Back feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
Selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it, Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, alright? And while you at it, make sure you tell them The Streets Don't Love You Back, sis. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. Alright? Yeah. Community, family, and protecting dreams. These are the things that the Chris K. Hall Agency of American Family Insurance believes in. We all have dreams, and the Chris K. Hall Agency can partner with you and the people most important to help make those dreams become reality. Whether it's buying a home, starting a business, or protecting the ones you love most with life insurance, let's dream fearlessly and reach for the stars. Now, if you're in the Maricopa County, Phoenix metro area, you can call 602-235-0071. If you're in the Pinal County area, you can call 520-350-2500. And if you're trying to reach the American Family Insurance Agency online, go to www.chriskhallagency.com or you can go to CCAHALL@AMFAM.com. We keep it fam around here. Dream fearlessly.
Yeah. Born Da Vinci. Shahid the Great. The Crates. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that train foolishness no more.
It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birthed to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. When my pen bursts, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Soar from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brain's in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the trade.
Yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't
with that same foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Yeah, it took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak hearted and can't hold water when it come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. There's politics and everything, so I run with bosses. Plus a few shooters with murder, land, rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle fingers to the world because I made it regardless. All the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars
and yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
And yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Getting better health? Well, hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. RobertBoyd.myplexusproducts.com and check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store, because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Black.
I guess he must have dropped the wind. Fuck. I wish Pop would stop the shit, lay down, wake up, and come home to a lie. Hell with school, man, you tell me why I try. Learn Dewey Decimal while blood in my vessels. Neighborhood, know what you do and don't respect you. Battle swing, wet the hold on and let go. That's the area I wrestle. Masteria, tearing my brother Eric up. Pop gone on the bench and people wanna stare at us. Empty refrigerator for later, you wasn't there with us. Enough for dinner is rice, and you say that the struggle make winners in life. I see the sins in the night, the product giving me trouble is the one I gotta hustle. Pair of sneakers, some gear, and if I want to bounce, yeah. Thinking my dreams American, disregarding arguments with my brother Eric and people that stared at me. I stared at them, little bit of money, discharging all of my fears of them, regardless of my pops, king amongst men. But then, I couldn't look my mother in the eyes. She didn't buy the lies I was selling, and I didn't buy lies when she bought what I was selling. Could I justify the genocide of rebellion? Packed it all aside, and I realized when I died. One way trip to jail felon, and on that way I flipped and started using self-imposed retribution, passing judgment, but look at what I'm doing. What I'm doing.
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Definitely Don't Love You Back. Tonight we had our homegirl in the house, Miss Raven Farrell, and she's going to be playing in the Tupac film, All Eyes on Me, hit theaters June 16th. Make sure you go check her out. And thank you once again for being on the show. If you have not joined our movement, please go to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Learn more about what we do and get involved. And it's all about educating our youth and at-risk adults against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse to a better life and making better choices. Until then, peace and love. We'll see you next time.